Cost classifications. Costs can be classified in different ways. These are not mutually exclusive classifications. They are simply different perspectives for assessing the organization's financial information. Exhibit 6-11 summarizes the purposes of these types of costs. Exhibit 6-11. Purposes of cost classifications. COGS and G&A costs. The cost of goods sold, COGS, captures manufacturing costs related to the inventory that is sold in the period. Manufacturing costs are generally divided into three classes: materials, labor, and overhead. The first two classes, materials and labor, are further subdivided into direct and indirect costs. Direct materials are everything that becomes part of a finished product, whether they are raw materials or components. Indirect materials support production or are used in the product, but are difficult to measure. They may include personal protective equipment, lubricants, hardware, for example, nails, bolts, solder, or glue. Direct labor is the work that goes into creating a unit, for example, on a car assembly line. Bolting on doors and attaching windshield wipers are direct labor. Indirect labor contributes to the production of the entire shop floor, but not to any specific product. This includes the hours of a materials handling worker who delivers inventory to multiple workstations or of the janitor who cleans the shop. Manufacturing or factory overhead is everything but direct materials and labor. It includes maintenance and repair, utilities, and property costs, for example, interest, taxes, insurance. Note that these costs are also called product costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product cost as cost allocated by some method to the products being produced. Initially recorded in asset, inventory, accounts, product costs become an expense, cost of sales, when the product is sold. General and administrative, G&A, costs are also called non-manufacturing costs or period costs. These costs include marketing or selling costs. For example, advertising, shipping, sales compensation and expenses, warehousing. Administrative costs, costs associated with individuals and activities involved in managing the organization as a whole. For example, accounting, human resources, senior management, clerical support. The term period costs is used as the complement to product costs. That is, period costs include all the costs not included in product costs. They are not included in COGS. The distinction between product costs and period costs is based on timing, when costs are posted to an income statement or recognized. Unlike product costs that delay recognition until the period of sale, period costs must be expensed in the period in which the purchase is made. Direct and indirect costs. The direct and indirect cost classification is also used in managerial accounting to assign costs to specific cost objects, such as products, product families, jobs, or departments. This helps managers make pricing decisions, analyze profitability, or assess spending. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines direct costs as 1. In traditional cost accounting, variable costs that can be directly attributed to a particular job or operation. Direct material and direct labor are traditionally considered direct costs. 2. In activity-based costs, IBC, accounting, a cost that can specifically be traced and is economically feasible to track to a particular cost object, for example, the units produced, a production line, a department, a manufacturing plant. Direct costs can include costs other than materials and labor if the cost can be traced solely and specifically to that cost object. For example, if the cost object is a product family and a quality analyst works only on that line, the analyst's salary may be a direct cost. An indirect cost is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a cost that is not directly incurred by a particular product unit, job, or operation. Indirect costs typically are allocated to products through the application of overhead rates. Examples of indirect costs include plant utilities, rent, and administrative salaries. Take the example of a quality analyst who works for the entire production line rather than to improve a particular product. The analyst's salary is an indirect cost. All of the indirect costs are considered overhead, variable and fixed costs. A variable cost increases in line with the number of items produced. For example, 100 items with a variable cost of $10/unit will have a total variable cost of $1,000. If 200 items are produced, the total variable cost is $2,000. The unit cost stays the same, but the total variable cost increases. A fixed cost does not vary with the production volume. For example, a manufacturer pays $1,000/month for building and property insurance. It makes no difference whether the factory makes 100 or 500 items a month. The insurance bill will always be $1,000. These costs remain fixed within a given relevant range. For example, above a certain volume, a new plant may be needed. Landed cost and total cost of ownership. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms. Landed cost. This cost includes the product cost plus the cost of logistics, such as warehousing, transportation, and handling fees, as well as customs and duty fees. C. Laid down cost. Total cost of ownership, TCO, in supply chain management. The total cost of ownership of the supply delivery system is the sum of all the costs associated with every activity of the supply stream. The main insight that TCO offers to the supply chain manager is the understanding that the acquisition cost is often a very small portion of the total cost of ownership. Both landed cost and TCO include not only the purchase price, but also the transportation cost and the cost of inventory holding. Total cost of ownership is broader, however, and also includes the cost of poor quality, rejects, scrap, rework, inspections, etc., and possibly the cost of end-of-life disposal. Exhibit 6-12 shows how these terms relate to one another. Exhibit 6-12. Relationship between cost terminology. The purchase price or acquisition cost is the price per unit of materials acquired from suppliers. Production cost is the cost per unit of direct materials, direct labor, and factory overhead. Cost of goods sold, that is applied to products produced by the organization. The landed cost brings in the transportation and warehousing costs plus other quantifiable costs for landing the goods where they are needed, such as customs costs. The total cost of ownership includes all of the above costs, plus it considers all other lifetime ownership costs such as durability, ongoing maintenance costs, and responsible disposal. Landed costs. Landed costs are often the most important costs considered for a TCO study of the supply chain. Some important landed costs that frequently differ between alternatives are purchase price / production cost, transportation cost at each stage, including special packaging costs, customs and related costs, tariffs, duties, taxes, fees for various intermediary services, inventory costs, carrying, ordering, and backorder costs, outsourcing cost, monitoring and control costs, which are generally higher when outsourcing is used. For example, sending employees abroad to manage the relationships. Some landed costs may or may not differ between the alternatives or may be omitted from consideration to simplify analysis.